Hey!
Hello, everyone.
I'm Marissa.
I'm Sam.
And we're
just going for it.
Welcome to our bonus episode for all things Taylor Allison frickin' Swift. Woo! We love that queen. For those of you that know, she's just going for it with her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, coming out on October 3rd. And so, obviously, I have to talk about that for an extended period of time, and we decided to record a bonus episode so that people that hate Taylor Swift, I don't even know those people, hopefully,
right,
don't listen to this podcast.
Correct. It's all Taylor, everything Taylor. That's what it is.
That's it. So we're basically just going to talk about all the crazy ass theories that we have heard in the last however week. I'm going to preface this by saying, I guess first let's get into our other person because we have a third party here today.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that maybe listened to the last episode that Maddie may or may not have been on, if she makes it there, if we decide to leave her in, I've recruited one of my top experts on Taylor Swift and the only other person that spends just as much time online as me diving into the Easter eggs and theories, Maddie.
Welcome, wow. Maddie. Woo!
It's so fun. We're all cozied up on a couch together.
Yeah.
Talking about my favorite
daughter person. Bonding time.
Yeah.
Mother daughter Taylor Swift bonding time.
Yeah. Exciting. I'd like to preface this by saying that obviously, hopefully, you can tell that I don't sound great. So I got sick the past weekend. And
gross.
I know. The worst thing that's ever happened. Of course, it would happen before school starts. So I got sick. And then I was asleep on Monday night after a back to school night. And I woke up at, I don't know, maybe 10 o'clock at night to about 7 different text messages, all from a bunch of different people that I know that love Taylor Swift going, oh my God. Oh my gosh, what is this? Holy shit, what's happening? Oh my gosh, blah, blah, blah. And it was screenshots of her website that had a random ass countdown.
I was so stressed out because I was sending them to you and you weren't responding to me right away. And I was like, what is she doing? There's nothing more important happening.
This
right
is
now.
About the same.
And then she texted me at 9:30. She said, I just woke up. And yeah. I said, what?
Yeah. It was like the same intent. Maddie needed the same intensity from me as like if she was going into labor is what she was looking for. And she did not get it from me.
But also I respect it because usually when she drops an album, she drops them so late at night and I go to bed so early. So everyone's texting me, blowing up my phone about the new songs and the new album.
Yeah.
When it comes out. But I just listen to them the next morning because I can't ever stay up that late. So
Taylor, if you ever get wind of this podcast, we would like to ask you as three women that are full-grown adults that have jobs, feel free to not drop something like that at midnight anymore. We can't do it.
Yeah, maybe like a 7.
You also had all summer. You had all summer, Taylor. We know that Travi's going back to work, so that means you're going back to work. But how dare you?
You know what? It might be nice, though, because it's probably gonna be your fall break time.
Ugh, that's so true. It's honestly... Thank God it is coming in October because, A, you're having your baby in October.
Uh-huh.
So Taylor must have found out that you were pregnant and heard about it and said, well, this child needs something new to listen to.
Mm-hmm. True.
Thank God.
Yeah.
The second thing is that October is our worst month. If you're a teacher, write in and decide if this is true or not. October is the worst month of the school year for teaching. In my personal opinion, everybody starts getting comfortable. It's our first set of report cards. It's our first set of testing. It's our first set. We have to do parent-teacher conferences. Yeah. I start getting evaluated and observed. And
everybody starts losing their shit.
The shit starts going. The shit is hitting
all
it.
All the kids just start going for it.
Yeah. Yeah, school really just starts going for it and not... Always in the way that makes me excited to be there. So October is a great month to have something to look forward to. Taylor Swift in the beginning, baby, Maddie at the end.
Hopefully.
Yes. So it's exciting. Okay.
So what if she came at midnight on the dot at album?
Let's try to get you induced by 10-3 so that she's coming out to the very first song. Yeah.
Like literally the Mimi second midnight. The second it hits October 3rd at midnight and my kid pops out.
I'm going to just shove something up there to pop it.
Yeah.
We'll work on it. Yeah. At that point, she can come. She'll survive it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So Taylor Swift has this random countdown. Ah! Sorry, everybody. Love you. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift has this random countdown on her website. She releases this. She announces the album. Doesn't show us the cover. Then goes on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason. Shows us the cover. Talks about all things in the world. It's called Life of a Showgirl. It apparently only has 12 songs on it. Here's where we get into some theories. Maddie,
mm-hmm.
What do we think? Where do we want to start on this? Reactions to the pod.
Let's to the New Heights podcast?
Yes. How'd you feel about it?
I loved it.
It was so fun. Somebody posted that we're going to reference a lot of TikTokers right now that we are
watching.
Not going to tell you their names because that would take us a long time. Maybe we'll post it in the show.
I know like a couple of the main ones that post a lot of Taylor's.
Yes.
Like Nikki. I don't know her last name.
If you're a Swiftie, then you've probably seen them and you know.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the first thing that somebody posted and talked about, and I did notice it too, is that if you watch the new podcast or the New Heights podcast, Taylor was looking directly at the camera the whole time, like at us, and it felt like I was sitting on the couch just talking to her for the first time in my life, and it was crazy.
Yeah. Whereas Travis was looking at like Jason.
Yes. On the it was just like you could just tell she's such a like professional. Like she knows where her camera is and she's going to be there. Felt like she was talking directly to me.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. And so that was the first thing that I really loved about it.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Where do we get into? Do we get into theories? Do we just get into what she actually talked about? You lead us, Maddie.
Okay. One of the first things I noticed was obviously like the background and all the little mini Easter eggs.
Yes.
Of things.
My biggest thing that I noticed first, and I thought it, I was concerned, is Travis's Super Bowl trophy laying down.
See, I didn't even notice them.
That was like my first, I was like, there's no way that man.
I didn't notice that.
You don't have that many awards in this world that you're just having them piling like that on a bookshelf.
So messy. Like,
yeah, like it was literally just laying down. Like that's just Super Bowl trophy.
Well, I didn't even notice that until all these Super Bowl Easter eggs started coming out.
Uh-huh.
The things that I noticed first were like the top shelf was a lot of her stuff. The bottom shelf was a lot of his stuff, like sports things. But then she had those little PS things. And at first I only saw one.
Yes.
And then I saw another.
Yeah.
And then I saw TikToks of the other two that were hidden that I didn't even see.
Yeah. They were hard to see. I need to watch it on like an 80-inch screen. I honestly should.
Yeah.
Sit here and rewatch it right now.
That would have been really good.
Yeah. But
did you watch it at all?
I didn't. I'm just sitting here directing like a conductor in a musical.
Yeah.
And you two are doing the talking as
you honestly could just go upstairs. And
right?
Then,
yeah.
You listen to this and let us know what you think about it afterwards.
I'll do that. I'll be the judge of that.
No, but I think you'll get it. You'll.
Yeah, I did it'll be see fun some of my own. Yeah. TikToks about it, but I can't join in with the one you're specifically talking
about.
That's
okay. Yeah, so we'll have to show that.
I expected nothing less of all that.
Yeah.
Of course, there was going to be clues.
Easter egg things, yeah. Which is just, like, so, like, why do we... That woman makes us so crazy.
She makes us insane.
She makes us crazy, but then people are like, you guys are crazy, and I'm like, and we're like, no, we're not, because it's happening.
Yeah.
But
well, that's what she even said in the podcast. She's like, if you want to look this thing upside down over there in Braille and blah blah, she's like, then do it
and have
but
fun.
She was like, yeah, it doesn't always mean something, but if you want to go psycho over it, do it.
There has to be a good amount of Swifties in like a home. Well, we're gonna all be in a home at one point.
Yeah,
go ahead, Mama.
The only one thing I caught wind of was her talking. Well, other people saying when she was talking about the sourdough.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that is one thing. So now that all
I didn't even think anything of that either until these things.
Now that all of these theories have come out, I will say, okay.
It all makes sense.
Let's talk about just first of all, also getting to see Travis and Taylor together on the screen. for like maybe the first 5 minutes of it, was anybody else feeling cringy like a little bit? Because I was like,
I was a little cringy about it. And the other thing I felt cringy about the episode was, one, Jason didn't do a lot of talking, I feel like. It was, which obviously, of course, Taylor Swift is on your podcast.
Yeah.
Of course, the people are here for Taylor.
Yes.
But the other thing that I felt cringy about was they all kind of kept over talking each other. And I wanted to be like, guys, let the other, but also I am a personal victim of that. So
shut the fuck up, bitch.
I am. I'll literally be at Marissa's house with like our two friends, Haley and Austin, and I'm trying to say something. And Marissa just, you know, her loud teacher voice just talks over me. And I just stop talking. I'm like, you know what? Never mind, I guess.
Whatever.
But
Marissa's also been a victim of it. Don't let her sit here and act like that. And that is true. I do have a problem doing that. But I'm trying to have the conversation.
And the reason I wanted to podcast in the first place is I can never get two words in anywhere. And this is a perfect example.
Well, everyone, you shouldn't have asked over. To do a okay, podcast
so anyways,
with me.
Let's talk over.
Right, exactly. Right, right. Lady,
let's
go away.
Be real life now.
Nobody gives a crap about it. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so anyways, so.
But no, overall.
Okay, so
really
I felt
great.
Cringy for like the first 5 minutes just because it was like they were touching each other constantly and It just felt very like middle school. Eventually, it felt like it was fine. I think maybe, I'm sure it was like
so
a nurse.
High school.
Like, so work. Take a drink every time we quote a thing here.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so, but then that was fun. They actually were really cute together, and it did feel very natural after a while. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's probably how they live their life, like, shouting over each other constantly. Like, actually, like, think about a family. Like, families always do that and are like that. So it was, like, it was annoying because you do just want to be like, shut up, Taylor's talking.
Yeah.
But also, that's probably, like, their everyday life when they all hang out. So that's fun. So at some point, like, I definitely remember being in the middle of the sourdough conversation and thinking to myself, and maybe it's because now you and I have this podcast and, like, at certain points we'll be talking. And, like, Maddie said this about our your Yuka segment. She was like, we should not have let mom talk that long about Yuka. But, like, Taylor was going cringe. On and on about.
I could talk about it right now. I know for you.
Get out. She was going on and on about the sourdough. And for a second, my brain went, I can't believe they're leaving all of this in. Like, part of me was like, this doesn't feel necessary.
Yeah, the sourdough was mom's yuca.
Yeah.
It was like, so excessive.
It was like not, like, there was a few times that there was just stuff that they were talking about with her that I was like, this doesn't feel super important. We're really going on and on about this. But then I had to, like, remind myself. I was like, shut up, Marissa. Be grateful we never get to see Taylor Swift do
but
anything.
But also the other thing is that she does do a lot of baking, which we know that about.
Mom is eating Mom just opened a Three Musketeers and is slowly eating that.
No, I'm not.
It's important for everybody to know that. Okay, go ahead. She does do a lot of baking. She
is
known for baking.
She is a big baker. So that's why I almost didn't even question it. Like, I didn't even think about it. I was like, Taylor likes to bake. She likes to try new things. Like,
yeah.
So,
I was like,
it went right over my head.
Yeah. I just remember for a second being like, gosh, we're really still in it. But then it was like, what'd she just say?
I think she called me short, but I don't know why.
I said she is short.
Who?
Mandy.
What does that have to do with anything?
It went over her head.
Oh, she. Get the fuck out of here.
But
so anyways, listener, we're so sorry about
this. Keep eating your thing.
Yeah, you can just go upstairs. Okay, so she starts talking about sourdough. So let's talk about, that's honestly probably the main Easter egg that I think most people are talking about at this point.
Listen, I'm not even kidding. I think I had 11 people that I haven't even talked to in like a few months, send me that TikTok that was sent in our Swifties group. Mm-hmm. And then like Rachel sent it and then other people sent it.
Yeah.
And at one point, like after the eighth person, I wanted to respond and be like, do you guys know who I am? Of course I've already seen this
literally,
today.
That
stop
is,
sending it.
If, here's, yeah, this is a public service announcement
it's
to people.
It's 10:30 at night.
To people that know Swifties. If you, like, that happens at my job a lot, which, God, I love them. And I love that people are trying to connect with me and like, they're excited to hear what I have to say about it.
Yeah.
Here's just a tip. If you have a loved one in your life that's a Swiftie, you do not have to tell them. You do not have to ask them. You do not have to send them anything in regards to something because they've already seen it. We promise have you, already, yeah. We knew before you knew.
We are way
There's
down,
not a chance that we didn't.
We are way down the rabbit hole.
We are. That was 2 days ago yeah. that you should have shared that with me. So while we love your excitement, while we love that you're trying to get connected, you don't need to send it to us or say, hey, did you hear Taylor Swift is coming out? Yes, I did. I already saw every single angle of every single thing. I freaking saw it.
Just be appreciative, people.
Yes. My old coworker, Belinda, she texted it to me at 10 o'clock and she said at night, and she's like, I'm sure you're all over this, but I thought of you. And I'm like, I love that people think about me and care about me. And when they think of Taylor Swift, I'm the one that they think of.
Yes.
That's great.
It is like the literal, like, if you think Tim McGraw or like, I bet you think about me.
I bet you think about me.
I was like, I've been getting it all day, but I'm totally here for it though. And she said, we all love you and want you to be informed. And I'm like, thank you, but I'm very much well informed. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, then that's
even
other
mom
thing.
Sent it to me the next morning and I wanted to be like, Mom, who the think I am.
Literally. So that was the other thing.
After
getting all of that information, like waking up to the seven different people texting me and then having to respond to seven different people going, oh my gosh, I just woke up. Oh my gosh, I just woke up. I decided the next day to just create a group message of all of those people. Most of them are my coworkers and then Maddie. And honestly, it's an open thing. So if you're from our area and you are chronically invested in Taylor Swift, please reach out to Maddie or I, because at this point, we just I just needed to all come into one spot and be able to respond to them all at the same time. Yeah. So now we just have a group of like six of us that like spiral together, and now I don't have to respond to separate texts. So that's fun. Swifties are community. The biggest Easter egg that we all are talking about currently is that Miss Taylor Allison Swift may or may not be doing Super Bowl 60. Mm-hmm. Who wants to start with the Easter eggs there that point to that being
true?
Yes,
Mom wants to say so.
Give it to us, Mom.
I just think she is because A, of the sourdough thing.
Can you explain that to us? That was your one. That was a layup.
And I missed.
Right.
Well, I'm short too, but.
Yeah.
But from what you've seen on the sourdough theories, they make sense to you.
It does. It's a Super Bowl 60.
Yep.
So it's
a big one.
And she referenced.
So Maddie, specifically talk about the 60 thing.
So she, in the sourdough conversation on the New Heights podcast, she said that she, thinks about sourdough?
Yes.
She said 60% of the time.
Uh-huh.
The other thing was she was making puns about the loaf names, and it was all puns like
Bready for It.
It was it was all her song titles, and it was a lot of her like big ones or like nostalgic
big
ones,
hits.
Yeah. Big hits, like
yeah, that is
that
so
people
true.
Would know, like that people would know.
Oh my gosh, I need to go back and listen. Okay, so let's break it down. So in the beginning, she says, we start talking about sourdough. She says, I think about sourdough 60% of the time. Here's the hints on that. It's Super Bowl 60, okay? The 49ers, their
mascot
is Sourdough Sam.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing that's important.
And I'm Sam.
And Mom, she's made of sourdough. She's the mascot. Okay, the other thing is obviously a lot of brands hop on to Taylor Swift's coattails when she does anything because they know it's marketable. One brand specifically that hopped onto her is there was a Levi's like 10-second little advertisement clip where they removed the Levi's tag from a pair of jeans and then they put in an orange sparkly tag on the jeans and they sewed it. They show it on a sewing machine, which kind of connects to one of her little YouTube shorts that she put out where she was sewing at one point. So that's a little bit of a connection there. But the biggest thing to pay attention to on that is that Levi's Stadium is where the 49ers play. The other thing is that stadium is hosting Super Bowl 60 this year.
Did you see the other one that she on the Levi's Stadium was her 47th?
It was her 47th stop on the Eras tour. And she said something thank you for screaming for 47 seconds.
You know, we should time Jason's intro and see if it was 47
seconds. I would throw up. We really should look at it.
Because what if it's not?
Okay, that's, oh my gosh.
And she said
Swifties, quick, tell us if it is or not. Okay, so we will update you if that's the case. You'll know. Okay, so she did say that. Jason, like, screamed at her. She said, thanks for screaming for 47 seconds. Her 47th stop on the Eras Tour was at Levi's Stadium. So that's all connecting, and it's like, what the heck? So then we were deep diving, like, what if those song titles, and that's another thing. I need to go back and listen to those song title bread puns that she made.
I need to listen to how many there were.
Because, yes, A, how many, and B, I would be interested, because here's where the skeptic in me goes for Taylor Swift doing the Super Bowl, is like, part of me wants to say, why would she? Because she just toured for 3 years and did essentially a Super Bowl show in all of those cities. Like, why would she go on and do it again? I can't imagine her doing a similar set of stuff. So part of me wants to know what those bread puns were, to know if those were songs that got played on the Eras Tour every night, or if they were other popular ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, ready for it? Like, we know she didn't. She sang ready for it.
On the Eras Tour?
On the Eras Tour. Yes. But that's a freaking banger, so obviously she would play it at the Super Bowl.
And people,
like,
know that song.
Yes, so some people, like, it would be interesting to know if she named her biggest
hits. I also remember last Super Bowl.
And stuff.
And the Chiefs played, and Travis said that in his little, like, video.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not saying that that's a clue to this year's Super Bowl.
No, but yeah, he did say, are you ready for it?
And he winked.
And he winked, which is suspicious. Crazy. But yeah, then the other half of me is like, of course she'd do the Super Bowl. She's dating Travis. Like, she's made the NFL a lot of money and just, like, gotten them a lot of views from being a part of it now, which the haters can get over. And, like, I mean, at this point, like, all of her dancers and people are, like, well-conditioned and well-practiced on her expectations for a performance. Like, she could just perform a mini Eras Tour for them.
Okay, because now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like there was another... Did she reference 176?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, but I guess I'm...
Maddie's not good at math, but she does accounting.
Well, hang on.
She handles people's payrolls.
I need to... It came out August 13th.
What did?
The podcast.
Yes.
179. So I feel like there's a theory somewhere that she referenced 179 days or, like, something.
Okay.
And 179 days away from August 13th is February 8th, 2026, which is Super Bowl.
Yes.
But I can't remember where the podcast she said that, but I feel like she did.
Okay,
I feel like I saw a theory around that.
Write down 179, Mom. We need to go back and listen for that.
Okay,
the other thing that's important for February 8th,
Swifties,
which these crazy ass... Yeah, please, this is a full open email to the Swifties. Honestly, ask to be in our group chat, and then we'll get you in there.
Yeah.
The other thing that's important about February 8th that has been one of those things that we all just freaking... Because, you know, we have a lot of Easter eggs. We have a lot of theories that we try to follow and come up with, and people come up with some crazy ass stuff.
Okay, let me interject something, because I've also heard...
Let's go to commercial. I'm kidding.
Typical. Okay, would that little small tidbit, so to speak, into the Super Bowl, doing the Super Bowl, that short time, would that be like a preface of her... Is that a word?
Sure.
Okay. Of her going into, like, the Vegas residency, do you think? Or a Vegas? I'm not saying the, like, I know there is one. I'm just saying these are little things that I have heard. So could that be just like a little practice run type thing that might lead into a Vegas residency?
See, that feels like a stretch to me.
Old people want Taylor Swift to be in the Vegas residency era.
Well, just think, she's done all this touring for 3 years now and stuff. And how easy, I say easy because
it would be easy
I
for
just
her.
Entertain every day. But I...
It would be better for them in terms of, like, are they planning to... Is he planning to retire? Are they getting into their life, like, deeper? Yeah, like, she'd be in a spot, but then still being able to record.
And Showgirl?
Showgirl is very Vegas. I will give you that one.
So, like,
I just feel like she's too big.
To me, those shows would be
insane.
Absolutely.
I don't. I've never been to the Sphere. Or is that where they are even at? Where are the residents?
Well, a lot of them are at casinos. The biggest, most well-known one, kind of currently, is the Sphere. And right now, the Backstreet Boys are there.
Yeah.
The Backstreet Boys are currently having a residency at the Sphere.
But they're kind of big, too.
They are big. It's also a huge deal.
It's Taylor Swift, though. So I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know if those places are, like, large enough for the crowds. But that's why she gets a residency, so she has a lot of shows there.
Correct.
But I don't know. I don't know.
It's so hard to know. I don't know if she's ready for a residency yet. I think she still does really like a touring thing. I can't see her going on a tour immediately for this album to me.
No.
To me, I think she's done for a while.
That's why I think she did it for so long. Residency would make sense for a while. Just let people come to her and, you know.
Like maybe a residency only for the Life of a Showgirl?
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe for like a year or something.
It's not gonna be like a whole other era.
I just feel like by that point, here's the thing though. Logistics of residency is that like, who knows how long the Backstreet Boys are there. Then they'd have to be practicing for it. They'd have to whatever. Because I assume that would be the spot that Taylor Swift would be. Like, that feels like the coolest place. Her graphics and stuff would be insane. Like, we know she likes to put on a show like that. Like, that we're talking probably a year down the road for that. But at that point, we don't think she's going to already, like, be ready to release new music and do more. You know what I mean? Like, she's just so go, go, go all the time.
Mm-hmm. But maybe that's her little mellowing out era.
Yeah.
A minute. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So who knows? So, Mom, I haven't seen anything about Vegas residency, but...
That's just my theory.
That's valid.
Yeah.
The other biggest Easter egg that's going around... Were we done with the Super Bowl? I think we were. I think we've covered everything that feels suspicious. I wanted to, well, the February 8th thing. The Super Bowl is being held on February 8th. Taylor Swift, we have so many freaking theories that we come up with for her as a Swiftie community all the time. Oh. And half the time we never know if they're working or not. And there's some that we always have to come back to, like the wall. The man wall has been a thing forever and, you know, whatever. One of them is the teacup. The teacup that happens that she holds in the Bejeweled music video.
And her thumbs are on eight and two.
On the teacup, like that's where they're placed.
Mm-hmm.
For a long time, we speculated that that was 8-2, August 2nd. We were all hyped up about August 2nd a couple years ago or whatever. We thought it was going to be, you know, every freaking thing. Reputation and debut and blah, blah, blah. We paid attention to nail colors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so now everybody's also like, is that 2-8 the day of the Super Bowl?
Oh.
Is that what she's trying to tell us?
Nothing happened on August 2nd. Yeah, nothing has happened with the blue nail and the black nail. People thought that was maybe telling us what order things were coming if we were going to get debut and then Reputation. Or I'm sorry, 1989 and Reputation. And obviously we're not getting Reputation anytime soon. So it just was like, nothing has really come from that it feels like maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's what's coming from it. But who knows? The other big thing that people are speculating about is we don't seem to believe from Taylor that she is going to have only 12 songs on this album.
Mm-hmm.
If you've looked at the album cover, there's like a random piece of golden orange tape at the bottom of it.
Like covering something.
Covering something. It just feels really randomly placed. There's been speculation that she's doing like the 90s hidden song trend. That like Alanis Morissette did on her album where like you could only fit 12 tracks on a CD, but then there's like the dead air. And if you keep listening, like a 13th track will start. It just, obviously we all know Taylor Swift and 13, like it feels weird that there's only 12. Sure. You know?
Yeah, true.
And she kept really reiterating that like this album or this blah, blah, blah.
Did she say anything about a baker's dozen?
No, but a baker's dozen is 13. She kept specifically saying with the vinyl record that she was holding up there, like this record, this album only has 13. And so then people are now speculating 12. So now then people are speculating that like those deluxe CDs that she's releasing are possibly actually going to have the extra stuff on them.
all those bonus things.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing on Apple Music, it says that the album is 13 songs. Granted, there is that like random little video thing that says, "And baby, that's show business for you." However, there's nothing that plays with it. It's not like a video.
Yeah. It's not her normal, like, so musically and lyrically.
Yeah. Red has resembled.
So I wonder if that's either like another song title, or maybe that's like a hint to like the like a music something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like maybe that's even like a documentary title.
Okay, that's what I also here's but, what but I was here's gonna the other also thing say. That's weird.
It says that the album is 12 minutes long.
Oh my gosh, it says it's 13. Oh, okay.
But that's the thing. I think. But it says it's the album is just 12 minutes. I was like,
that is also weird.
You're telling me each song's 13 a minute long?
Songs, 12 minutes. That is interesting.
But that video is 12 seconds
long. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. Here's another thing that's kind of interesting. She's so scary. The other thing that was interesting is that didn't Taylor Nation post a picture of a lock? Because basically, like, all these things got unlocked. Like, her website had these locks on them. The countdowns all ended. The New Heights podcast came out. We basically have four different options of a deluxe album that are all different colors and yada yada. Taylor Nation posted and said, "There's one more lock." Did you see this? It's the keys lost in Vancouver somewhere.
Yes.
So they posted that on Twitter. The lock. Yes, which I wanted to know if that was true for the rest of the locks, but I haven't looked that deep into it yet. So the lock keyhole is the shape of the Eras Tour stage. And they tweeted and said, "Oh, there's one more lock that we can't seem to find the key to, last seen in Vancouver." Swifties know that she recorded all three nights of the Eras Tour at Vancouver. It was the very last stop on the Eras Tour. We saw camera people following her after the show. We've seen just little glimpses of like random cameraman around her and behind her. Behind the Life of a Showgirl is an iconic name for a documentary. We still have yet to get the performances of Tortured Poets Department, because that was the only one that was not included in the Eras Tour on Disney because it wasn't out yet. So like, it just feels like we're missing still some parts of the entire Eras Tour as a whole that like is so interesting. Yeah. I'm still dying to know why she never thanked Las Vegas or Los Angeles.
Is that when she announced 1989? Right.
I don't know if that was at LA.
I think it
that's
was.
That's the only city that she did not do an Instagram post for. And we still don't know why. She thanked every single city
except LA.
Except for LA. And I'm dying to know why.
What do we
think? Because LA sucks. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
If you're from LA, please write in.
No, but I really want to know. I really want to know the Vancouver thing.
Yeah, so it would not surprise Austin the other day. Was like, "Why do you guys want a documentary?" And I said, why would we not? It was the biggest tour.
Yeah, obviously we want
ever to see that's happened in the world. Like, why would we not want to know behind it. That how that worked? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, are you dumb? Yes, yeah. That's the key. So. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like we're still missing something from the Eras Tour. Yeah. Like, I get that she's left her Eras era, well, but, like, also, give me Tortured Poets
also,
then.
Also, here's the other thing.
Give me the documentary.
We didn't get all of
Nikki
the...
Nikki Glaser should tell us then that she knows.
Call her.
I know.
We also didn't get all of the 1989 outfit
costumes. That is also
true. We didn't get...
There's the double green one.
All green. And then there was a couple random mixed match. Never got.
Like a pink and
like in a pink something. And a yellow or pink and orange or something. I don't remember, but there was like probably two or three 1989 outfits that we did not get.
Yeah.
So it's like, is she saving that for something else?
Yeah, like, when are we getting them? It just feels like she always leaves us unfinished
us,
and it's just like
for years.
What I'm honestly desperate about. Okay, I saw something else. I think it was the one that was in, did you see the All Too Well music video?
The 10-minute?
The 10-minute version had, like, 13 years after and it was like her as an adult, like
with her book,
going to do her book. Uh-huh. But then somebody pointed out the fact that the original All Too Well came out on the original Red album in 2012. So now people are speculating that technically 13 years after that is October 2025. So that's an interesting date to also kind of keep in the back of our head. That's the date of Manny's baby being born.
Yes,
Taylor Manny. Swift knew it 13
she
years
predicted
ago.
It.
I'm kidding. I would die. So yeah, I don't know. I would really love if at one point Taylor Swift, at the end
just
of her
told
life,
us everything.
Just would actually write a book that said, just with every single theory she's had, literally, I just want a book that just says no and yes. No, yes.
Well,
you were right,
has,
you were wrong.
She has, when she did the Bejeweled music video, she even said they had a whole book of all the Easter eggs listed out because she said there were so many in that. I was like, I just want her to release a book.
Yes.
Of just every Easter
every
egg.
Every Easter egg. Literally just like,
ever, and like
surprise. Did you catch
it.
This? Yeah. Yeah. It was right. You guys found it. Congrats.
Mm-hmm.
Did
that
you catch this?
So
no, you didn't.
Yeah.
Here's why I did it. Like, here's what this
insane.
Connects to. It would just be the most, like, it would just make us all feel not crazy, I think, anymore. Or it would show us how crazy we were.
I think it would be the most
because, like,
book
maybe
ever.
Yeah. Because maybe it was, like such a simple clue and we overthought it. Like,
too hard. Yeah.
My favorite is watching Jimmy Fallon. Did you see him do the one where when she announced her 12th album?
Did
yeah, every time Taylor does something, Jimmy
he like
Fallon
does a
like,
bunch of like number
yeah,
stuff.
Like,
and
one plus this, he's like, and then, well, hang on, but wait, there's more.
4 + 7 = 13.
What?
4 + 7 = 13.
It's
oh my gosh, no, 11. It's not. It's 11. Wait.
I was looking at you. Like,
4 + 9. That's what I meant. I was like, wait a second. No, because I thought I did the same thing to myself. I teach children.
I was just looking at you like, I can't believe
no, I know.
You're a
no,
teacher.
No, here's what
no,
it was.
Listen,
because
was
a lot of people have said it. I feel like I've seen a couple of people say 4 + 7. And I remember doing that same thing going, it's 11, assholes. But no, 4 + 9 = 13, which is what people are. I keep getting the 47 and the 49. 4 + 9, like the 49ers.
Oh, okay.
Is 13.
Sorry. You said 4 + 7 = 13, and I was just waiting for you to, like, make a joke.
Waiting for this.
Like,
yeah.
I was waiting for her to, like, say something,
yep.
And she just was still
yep.
so serious, and I was like, wait.
Well, I'm so sorry to the people whose kids I have in class. No, I do feel like, genuinely, though, I have seen some people say that.
Yeah.
4 + 7 specifically. However, I think what they're meaning is the 4 + 9 of the 49ers, because that is 13. Confirmed.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was
scary.
That was
crazy.
Scary. Okay, well.
I think that
I
covers
like,
as much as we know.
I think that's as far as we can get. I think there's always room for us to go farther. However, it was the first week of school and I haven't been able to yet. But I think we've covered the main stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're a Swiftie or if you've seen other theories or whatever, please send them our way. You can send them to us on our Instagram, just going for it. Send them to us on Facebook. We're not on TikTok, but we have TikTok in our personal lives. So if you send me a TikTok, I'll be able to open it. You know how TikTok is like weird. You can obviously also email us at justgoingforit@gmail.com. But yeah, I'm just so intrigued to know what you guys... Honestly, we're
and
probably going to have
Facebook.
To start... Yeah, I did
okay.
say that.
Okay.
We're honestly going to have to probably... We'll probably post a post that says, like, hi, are you crazy? Join us in the comments below. And then we can just all have, like, a deep dive
yeah.
in the comment section together and form our own little Just Going For It Swiftie community.
If
that would be super fun.
If you want in the group chat, DM us
yeah.
your phone number. We'll add you.
Literally, yeah, unless you're, like, a stranger. but if you're a local Swiftie, hit us up.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're Nikki Glaser.
Nikki, yeah. If you ever get wind of this, please, you know us. We can do this all night. They knew better that night that we met you to stop us from our Taylor
yes.
Swift conversation. So
in yeah.
In at one of your shows.
The Hard Rock Casino, Gary, Indiana.
Okay. Remember how mom says I shouldn't say our location?
I didn't say we were located there. That's where
we're close to Gary, Indiana, everybody.
No.
No, we're not. Anyways, okay. Well, I think we've done it. Maddie, thanks for your expertise on this important information and an episode.
Glad I could help.
Maddie, decode. Thanks for doing all the talking and allowing me to eat my Three Musketeers candy bar.
You're welcome. You didn't even finish it.
No. Loser. Whatever. All right, this has been a bonus episode. I gotta wait for her to finish drinking. Do you want to do the love you bye with us, Minnie?
Sure.
Love you. Bye.